Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The use of modern brain imaging has provided a new dimension to our understanding of the psychology of religion. But as Brick Johnstone, professor of health psychology at the University of Missouri, explains, some neurological processes aren't so easily nailed down.
Research is attempting to identify the different parts of the brain that are associated with spiritual experiences. However, new research from the University of Missouri suggests that we should be determining what is happening in our brain during spiritual experiences and not where it is occurring. Our research has identified such a neuropsychological process, specifically selflessness, that is associated with the experience of feeling connected to a higher power. In two studies, we found that increased injury to the right parietal lobe, but no other neuroanatomical locations, was associated with increased spiritual transcendence. It is established that the right parietal lobe is associated with focusing on the self, or is self-oriented. For example, if you look at a picture of yourself, the right parietal lobe is activated. In contrast, if you look at pictures of others, the left parietal lobe is activated, or is other-oriented. Similarly, individuals with right parietal lobe brain injury experience disorders of the self, such as neglecting the left side of their body in space, or losing the ability to evaluate their strengths and weaknesses. These studies therefore suggest that decreased focus on the self, or selflessness, is the neuropsychological foundation of spiritual transcendence, which is defined as connecting with things beyond the self. Previous research with Buddhist monks and Franciscan nuns also indicates that the right parietal lobe becomes less active during meditation and prayer, with both groups reporting a decreased sense of the self during their spiritual experience. Such spiritual connection is likely to be more easily attained with regular meditation or prayer practices.
That was Brick Johnstone of the University of Missouri. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Psychology or religion running through your brain. Make sure you